Luke, commiserations on the loss. It was obviously pretty tough out there in the second half. They really brought it up to you guys.
Yeah, they're a quality side. We knew that it was going to be a game that went right to the end. And unfortunately, we probably lacked a bit of composure when we needed to in that second half, and they were able to capitalise on a few of our turnovers and kick a score.
Was it the errors in the second half that you felt let you guys down and them able to affect those turnovers and turn them into scores?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, the stats sort of say that they were able to kick the ball around a fair bit, and we were sort of living down the line a bit too much and kicking it back to their numbers, and they were able to intercept and rebound out. So, that's disappointing. We like to play a brand of football that, where we get lots of kicks and look off the line and spread the ball and everything, and we didn't do that in the second half, or particularly in the last quarter, which played into their hands, we felt.
Go back to the first quarter. You couldn't have asked for a better start. 7-1, finding options up forward without Matthew Pavlich. Was that the intention to go out and score quickly?
Yeah, it is every week. We know that, if you can get on top in Q1 and have a really good start, it can set up the game. But, yeah, we were used really well. We were very slick with the ball. We moved it around. We had lots of kicks and played the way we wanted to play, but unfortunately that went missing in the second half.
Options up forward. I spoke of Matthew Pavlich, but there must be a pleasing aspect that you can find so many goal scorers, 9 individual goal scorers today. I didn't even mention Hayden Ballantyne also missing. So there are those options there if they can be utilised.
Yeah, that's right. As good a player as Pav is, we have a very role-focused team. Everyone plays their role and runs to the spots that they're coached to go, and we take the best option. So, yeah, regardless of who's there, we'll hopefully take the best option that will give us the best chance of scoring.
Going back to those errors, how do you now eliminate those ahead of the next 2 weeks, Melbourne and Port Adelaide?
Yeah, well, I think the fact that we gave great efforts today is you don't want to sort of not turn up for a game, which is very disappointing. We felt that we really tried our hearts out, but it's a bit of method there. So we'll look at that through the week with Ross and try and work on a bit of method, and hopefully method plus effort next week will give us a great chance of winning.
Just quickly on a couple of individuals, Michael Johnson came back last week but seemed to be really settled today, played a wonderful game, and so too Aaron Sanderlands.
Yeah, they're both quality players. When they're up and playing well, that the side looks much better. And, yeah, to have Johnson, particularly with myself and Zach there, he was able to play that sort of loose man a fair bit and run off and bounce, which he does so well. And Aaron, we always know he's going to be dominant in the clearances, but, some contested marking is really strong. And, they're both quality players for us.
Bad luck today, but you're still in top spot on the ladder.
No worries. Thank you.